This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Presented through the generosity of the Palm Springs International Airport and Daniel Meyer. Check it out at flypsp.com.
Hey, Joey pals. This is Daniel Meyer, Deputy Director of Marketing and Air Service for Palm Springs International Airport. Start your new year in the air on one of our new airlines and 16 new routes.
You've got two passes to the Desert Rose Playhouse and whatever their current production is. Check it out at DesertRosePlayhouse.org, 202-3000. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. I always tell you it's like traveling on Route 66, and especially the breakfasts are fabulous. JT's Diner, PalmDesert.com, or 674-7600. You've got a gift certificate to Oscar's Cafe and Bar. They've become the entertainment hub of Palm Springs and the Coachella Valley. Oscar'sPalmSprings.com, 325-1188. Great food and lots of shows. And all those things go to my three children, I guess. I'm the only person with kids in this hour. So we'll take the third caller, 323-JOEY. That's 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number three, Nigel and I will see you here at the end of January when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition Wheel. And thank you for making the show what you have. We're in our 26th year. Okay, Joey pals, it's time for our museum segment, and that's always co-hosted by Ann Greer. She's going to cover Act for MS, Palm Springs Air, and the Virginia Waring, but don't you try to write it all down. I'll put everything on the Joey English website for you. Hey, Happy New Year, Ann. January 5th.
That's right, January 5th. So,
Happy New Year? Long
gone. Did you have
gone.
A good one? Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Good. Gypsy was in town.
Oh, neat.
And he hosted New Year's Eve at Oscars for Dan Gore and stayed with me.
Well, good. That's wonderful.
Yes, that always makes me so happy. 89 years old, you know.
89 years young.
Yes. He'll be 90 on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Next month.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yes, how old was your mom when she passed away? I have to think. Gloria, she probably wouldn't have told us.
No, she wouldn't have told
yes,
you.
Yes, so you don't.
No,
don't you?
So. and
somehow she would haunt us were we to mention that right now.
Yeah, something for your listeners to be aware of.
Yes.
That because I was actually contemplating writing up a press release and a bio and everything so that I could send it out as soon as she did pass. And I was advised by a neighbor that I didn't need to do it because that stuff stays private. And what happened was when the coroner's office in Riverside County got the report, they immediately called up the TV station and said, wait a minute, this name, isn't this someone important? And that's how Karen Devine and Rich Tarkening found out that mom had died is because the coroner's office in Riverside called and told them. And so then all of a sudden, it blew up and I had no control over it. So it's like, you got to trust your instincts.
Oh,
there.
You should. Especially anyway. You were raised right. Act for MS. So, curtain number one, darling.
Okay, curtain number one. Act for multiple sclerosis. We have a fabulous, fabulous opportunity with star of stage and screen, Ruta Lee, on Sunday, January 16th. This is an intimate conversation and book signing with Ruta. You know, her memoir came out a few months ago, Consider Your Ass Kissed. And everybody who knows Ruta knows how often she says that. Anyway, it should be absolutely fabulous.
It is.
It's being limited to only 30 people so that we're very aware of social distancing and everything. $125 includes the book and refreshments. And like I said, it's limited and small. And it's a fundraiser for Act for MS. And you can go to the website, actforms.org, or leave a message at the office, 760 773-9806.
I had brunch with her last Friday, and she's looking forward to that.
Yeah, I was so unhappy. I was very ill and couldn't go to the Thalian, so.
Oh.
And I bought tickets.
I don't know how much I'd have to love someone to drive into L.A. to go to the...
I do it all the time.
I know you have. I've done it a few times, but I think I'm over that. Although I could ride in with you or with my cousin, Jefferson Cutler.
You could. You could. Yeah.
I could sleep in the back. Okay. Is that all we have going right now? That's plenty for Act for MS.
Yeah. I mean, that's plenty now because this is January. Yes. So, yes.
Curtain number two.
Curtain number two.
Palm Springs Air Museum.
Palm Springs Air Museum. Well, I tell you, January is really, really active, you know. So first of all, this Saturday at 1 o'clock, our commemorative programs are gearing back up, and we have a great program on Amelia. Everybody knows Amelia Earhart. So Michael Cara is going to talk about all the different theories that are out there on what happened to her. You know.
There's a new one all the time. They're always finding new evidence and gloves.
So this is the penultimate exploration of what's the latest on Amelia Earhart.
Do you remember what year she went missing?
I don't. I think it was in the 30s, wasn't it?
I think so.
But I don't remember.
No, we weren't there.
We weren't alive yet. No, we were not there at all. So
January 8th. About one...
At 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm, January.
Free?
No. If you're a member, it's free. Otherwise, you just pay regular admission. Doesn't cost anything extra. It's included with regular admission.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And so that's on the 8th. Now, on the following week, the 15th, we've got a couple of things coming. Okay. First of all, aviation artist Stan Stokes, who is a local from La Quinta. We're going to have a temporary exhibition just for a few weeks of some of his portraits of the Tuskegee Airmen. I mean, he's done dozens and dozens of portraits of all of the Tuskegee Airmen. And, of course, as a refresher, you know, there were approximately 996 black African Americans who went through Tuskegee and became Tuskegee Airmen. And I don't know, there's only a handful that are left right now.
I think it's under five.
And we're very fortunate because we have Rusty Burns, who, you know, here in the Valley.
That was a question on Jeopardy once, something about the Tuskegee Airmen, and I knew it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Anyway,
Stan Stokes painted over at the Air Museum.
Well, Stan Stokes has a large 10-panel Tuskegee Airmen mural. And it's got about 34 portraits of Tuskegee Airmen. And it's in the European hangar. And it hangs over where we have the tail of a P-51 red tail that was signed by 12 Tuskegee Airmen back in 2012. Wow. So that's on display. Anyway, so this will be a full exhibit with, you know, full-size portraits.
Are they for sale? Oh, no, I should.
I guess not. I wouldn't think so. However, you might be able to talk to Stan and commission a reprint or a copy or something.
Yes.
I don't know. You'd have to talk with him about that. So that is something that, again, is included with regular admission to the museum. You don't have to pay extra for it. Also on the 15th is a program which is called the Marine Corps Helicopters and Operations in Vietnam from 1962 to 1975.
Wow.
And this program is going to go through all the different types of helicopters that served in Vietnam and the different types of missions that were carried out. And, of course, anyone from the pilots to the crews, you know, to the maintenance people, mechanics, they know that the real heroes of Vietnam were the Marines who were on the ground.
Oh, surely.
And, of course, the helicopters gave them the support.
Greens.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
what time is that?
That's 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Our Saturday commemorative programs are always at 1 o'clock.
But you have two on the 15th.
No. There's one
stints.
Program on the 15th.
That's
but
the 15th
is the helicopter program. But the 15th is also the opening of the
right.
of the exhibition.
Gotcha.
Of the exhibition, yeah. And now on January 22nd at 1 o'clock is our wonderful, wonderful Dr. Ed Gordon.
Yes.
And Joey Pals, this man is such a brilliant lecturer.
Historian too.
But there are historians, but Dr. Gordon knows how to talk to an audience.
Yes.
And there's a big difference.
Yes.
And he's got, I mean, it's always a fabulous beginning, middle, and an end. And I love the way he does it all the time. I'm telling you, so you got to go. And the theme, creating the Hitler myth, the origin of modern propaganda. You want to know what's going on? You want an insight into how propaganda works? Ladies and gentlemen, you come to the Air Museum Saturday, January 22nd at 1 o'clock. You got to get there early so you can get a seat.
Creating the Hitler myth,
mm-hmm.
the origin of modern
propaganda. Yeah, he is going to go through how in Germany you had a very well-educated, intelligent populace. How did they fall for this? How did they create the myth of Hitler that allowed him to come in? Because remember, he was considered a greengrocer, you know, just a lapdog. They made fun of him.
Yes.
So how, in the space of a decade or so, did he become chancellor?
That'll be very interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
It'll be a trip to the History Channel. Right here in Palm Springs.
Yeah, more than that.
Yes.
You know, because...
Does he have pictures, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. It's a whole thing. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he does incredible research and his wife helps him. Okay. Now, and then at the very end of the month, on the Friday and Saturday, we have our annual meeting of the mentors, and that is the T-34 airplanes.
Whoa. And those have had a ride in those.
Yeah. That's the meeting of the mentors. So that's the end of the month.
How do you sign up for that?
Well, again, there'll be, you just come to the museum. I don't know.
Oh, that's what I was remembering.
No, okay. What it is that the mentors come. These are privately owned, and their owner pilots bring them in. And so I suppose that if someone wants to go up and they're feeling well about it, they can, you know, they'll take someone up and you get to vote for your favorite plane.
Yes.
It's a whole thing. It happens every year. And, of course, we have Warbird rides for sale. You know, we've got 5 or 6 Warbirds. Just
wonderful.
Go to the website and look it up. Every Saturday and Sunday you can book rides.
P.S.
PalmSpringsAirMuseum.org.
The whole thing.
O-R-G.
778-6262.
Yep.
Okay, we've got a little time left.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia Ware.
Okay, so the Waring International Piano Competition. Well, with what's going on with the uptick in COVID and everything, the Waring Board decided to postpone and move their February gala, which will now be on Monday, March 28th. So, because the original date, February 7th, is just so close, and who knows what's going to happen.
Look what happened to the film festival.
Yeah.
And all the screenings.
Yeah. I mean, that was a surprise. Anyway, it's the same fabulous lineup, John Nakamatsu, March 28th. So, that's the new gala date.
If you've already bought your tickets, you're okay.
Of course, of course.
If you want, what's the website?
The website is V as in Victor, W. I, P as in Paul, C as in Charlie, .org.
And the phone number?
760-773-2575. And the Waring is looking for people to host contestants. We have approximately 25 contestants coming in the middle of April for the competition, which is taking place at the College of the Desert.
Perfect.
And it opens on April 10th, and I'll be back to talk about that.
Bless your heart. Happy New Year, my friend. Thank you.
Happy
for
New
stopping
Year to you,
by.
Too.
All the information will be up on joeyenglish.com. Here comes the Joey English Desert Datebook. presented by the City of Palm Springs. That's palmspringsca.gov. And 323-8299. The City of Palm Springs says, amid growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant and a surge in local COVID cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements. Check it all out at palmspringsca.gov. ACT Tours want you to know there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents with prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Visit act-tours.com or call 322-1247 for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Desert Water Agency says if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Register for DWA's regular webinars at dwa.org. Lalo Visions says, what does the new year hold in store for you? Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit his website, lalovisions.com. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway is open. The world's largest rotating tram cars. Great place to send your holiday visitors. PSTramway.com. The Palm Springs Cultural Center sadly announces the cancellation of all screenings for the Palm Springs International Film Festival. But Erotica will start in January, and remember they have jazz on Tuesday nights. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook, and always have your datebook handy.